following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all-sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday as we roll along, cooling down for a moment, and in between Game 5 of the NHL and Game 4 of the NBA, which is tonight here on ESPN Radio. We'll continue our preview of the College World Series. We'll catch up with Virginia Cavalier outfielder Joe McCarthy. He was one of the few that made the trip to Omaha last year. They lost a lot, obviously, with graduations and draft and things like that. And that's why many people are surprised that they made it back to Omaha. So we'll talk with Joe coming up here in just a little bit. Plenty of all-star action going on wherever you're at, whether it's Hastings, Grand Island, Scotts Bluff, Minden. There are all-star games going on galore here over the next few days. One of the all-star activities is the Coaches Association duel Saturday afternoon in Grand Island, and one of the coaches is Dan Lineski of Adams Central. He'll join us, and towards the end of the program, you've heard us talking about the upcoming Faces Rally this weekend, and we'll talk with Tammy Lanier about that. But we start the show today with the first departures under head coach Mike Riley. The coach made a brief statement this morning saying that there would be three players no longer with the football team, two due to transferring, and one just not with the team. Now, leaving the team will be Jariah Tolbert and Leroy Alexander, and linebacker David Santos will no longer be with the team. The loss of Santos probably the one that sticks out here. The Huskers already thin at linebacker. He missed spring with an injury, was a senior, played in 39 games over the last three seasons. He started 19, 8 last year, had 50 tackles. And again, there's no real backstory yet as to why Santos is no longer with the football team. Of course, all you have to do is get out there on the blogs and the online chats, and all kinds of theories are out there. So that's what some of the diehards will do. That is not where we go. Now, as far as Tolbert, he redshirted last season, but he had a little problem while in Lincoln. Cited for drug charges April 30th. Was also caught by UNL officer smoking marijuana in February. He entered a diversion program after pleading guilty to possession of less than 1 ounce of marijuana. So Tolbert not making the transition to college athletics. And Alexander missed last season because of a suspension and was a key part of the defense 2 years ago. So, again, if you were going to leave, but again, then maybe Mike Riley, this is the time that they are going over. They've had their meetings. They've decided what they want to do, and these two guys are going to go try and find another place to play football. And from what we're hearing, pretty soon we may know the 105 for the Huskers. And again, that may sound a little early, but hey, spring practice is the beginning of August. The guys kind of need to know where they're going to go. But I remember last year, a few, and of course it's a different coaching staff, different way they do things, but there were a few that made big impressions. And yeah, slots 100 through 105 are probably always up for grabs. You know that you're going to bring in your scholarship guys and your returning starters and a ton of guys. But just, I guess, probably being on that 105 is a pretty big deal. You get to just be with the team and be a part of the team, and I suppose at some point think that you've got an opportunity to step on the field. somewhere in the very near future if you are a non-starter that's on that 105. So some news, again, out of the Nebraska football camp, as Jariah Tolbert, Leroy Alexander are going to transfer. David Santos will not be returning to the football team in the fall either. Your thoughts, give us an email at the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, or you can call the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line 888-455-3776. So what does this mean? Corey Cooper graduated. Alexander figured to be in the mix to maybe even start this fall. Aaron Williams, Byerson Cockrell, they were taking some of the number one safety reps in spring ball along with Nate Gary. And Tolbert may have been a part of the offense at 6'3". He brings a little size to that wide receiver position, but won't have to worry about that right now. So Nebraska will have some new directions in those three spots. Tolbert, Alexander, Santos, according to Coach Mike Riley, will not be with the team this fall. So that was the Nebraska football news that came out today. If you have some thoughts on the whole issue, we'd love to hear from you at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'd love to have you on the program today. NBA Finals, Game 4. Can Cleveland keep doing it? That's the whole story. Can Cleveland keep doing it? What do you think? Do they have an opportunity? Does Golden State have to win tonight? I don't think they have to, but 3-1. They do get two of the next three at home in games 5 through 7, but will that be enough? How will the game be played today? And if it's a it's weird because it seems like when we get these big-time double-digit deficits, the teams are always coming back. In years past, it seemed like, okay, well, it's not our night. Let's rest up, and we'll go get them next game. That's not the way we've seen it here in the playoffs, at least this year. What are your thoughts? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. That's 3776. Love to have you on today's program and your thoughts. NHL, another one-goal game. Another one-goal game last night, but it's forcing us at least two more. 2-2. Could we be headed to another Game 7 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals? We had a Game 7 in both the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Will we see a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals? They'll play again Saturday in Tampa Bay. Chicago wins it 2-1 last night. Maybe not quite as exciting as a couple of the games we've seen in the playoffs. And then, of course, watching the Royals last night, they actually put some runs on the board, and they do it in the first inning, which is something they haven't done in a long, long time. So we'll see. Alex Gordon, a 3-run home run to help the Huskers get things rolling along. So best of luck to them as they head to St. Louis. And again, we talked about it. They didn't play well last week. They hadn't been playing well. They hadn't been playing great baseball teams, good baseball teams, but they weren't doing well. They weren't scoring. They weren't winning. Now, all of a sudden, you look, they're on a 4-game winning streak. They sweep on the road at the AL Central leading Twins. Now the Royals are on top. Now they go to St. Louis. So we talked about it on Monday. You know, the Royals go 4-2, 5-1 on the road trip here. You got to think, man, what a good road trip. What a great road trip. What a way to bounce back from a rough couple, 3 weeks here lately. And now they've got a definite opportunity to do that. So there you go. We'll see how things play out for the Royals. And you'll hear the games on the Breeze 94.5. You'll hear the College World Series here on ESPN Radio. And again, Virginia outfielder Joe McCarthy coming up in the next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some other news here early on to tell you about. Tri-City Storm assistant coach J.B. Bittner is leaving the team. He has accepted a new position as the assistant coach at the University of Wisconsin. He was also big with recruiting and scouting. He becomes the first coach in Storm history to go straight from the USHL to Division I ranks. And he said, "Today I want to thank the whole Tri-City Storm organization for the opportunity to coach in the USHL. I've worked with and met some great people." He joined the staff in June of 2013. Before that, he had spent 2 years in the professional hockey as an assistant coach for the South Carolina Stingrays of the ECHL and 3 seasons as an assistant coach and video coordinator for his alma mater, Ohio State. The Storm, well, next week, they're in Vegas. Can you believe it? The team's annual tryout camp will be in Las Vegas next week from June 15th through the 21st. And I guess I'll say it on the air here. We've been debating. We've been talked about. We've asked him if Coach Holton would be back. Well, tryout camp's next week. It looks like that's a pretty good sign that he's going to be back with the organization, but he'll need to find a new assistant coach as J.B. Bittner is leaving the program. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back into the College World Series with Virginia outfielder Jill McCarthy, who was drafted this week by the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll talk about that, the College World Series, what it was like coming up one run short of a championship last year. It's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
be kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have showers and thunderstorms likely early, otherwise cloudy skies and breezy, temperatures at 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll continue with breezy conditions with a low near 57, and Friday, we'll continue with clouds. Currently, it's 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, glad to have you along with us here on the program. Our studio sit here right on Highway 30, and as we've said throughout the years of the show, I don't sit next to the window so that when people are angry and they want to throw stuff through the window at my co-host or guest host, that's who they can get. But then I always have to worry when the police are sitting right out here. Hopefully it's a speed trap, but are they waiting for me, Caleb? Have you heard?
Yeah, I think they've already started locking down the building.
Yikes. Okay, so if we abruptly go back to Colin Cowherd sometime before noon, you'll know that's not good for me. So that's the story going on right now. We talked yesterday. Tyler Mestel had hit a grand slam inside the park home run, which ended the game on Tuesday when they played Columbus. Now, that was because of the 8-run mercy rule, so it wasn't like, hey, you know, we're down 7-4 here in the bottom of the seventh, and we need to. They were already up sizable. But we got to thinking it was the same night that Heston throws the no-hitter for San Francisco. What's more rare, the no-hitter or the inside the park grand slam home run? And producer Caleb did some research here, saying that there's been 224 inside the park grand slams in baseball history. Now, only 178 of those in the modern era since 1901. Let's face it, the earlier the days, probably the easier it was to get an inside the parker. There has not been an inside the park grand slam home run in Major League Baseball since 1999. Good Lord, good thing American Pharoah won, because maybe this is the longest weird streak out there. Not the Cleveland deal, but this. There hasn't been a grand slam inside the park home run since 1999, and since then, there have been 53 no-hitters thrown in baseball. Honus Wagner has the all-time lead with 5 inside the park grand slam home runs, and there's only been one player in baseball history. It's only happened one time to hit an inside the park walk-off grand slam home run, and that was the great Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente hit the only. We'll have to get that to Van Pelt before he leaves. That'd be a good Tuesday one for Kirchin. Hey, Timmy, you know who the only player in baseball history is to hit an inside the park walk off grand slam home run? Roberto Clemente. You know, however he does that. Randy Wynn, the last, let's see, 99. Yeah, Randy Wynn, the last one. God, that would have to be almost on the last day of the season, October 3rd, 1999. Randy Wynn of Tampa Bay hit the last inside. Tampa Bay's been around that long. Hit the last inside the park grand slam home run. Tony Womack of Arizona did it the same season. Tony Gwynn did it in 97. But a lot of these guys, obviously, you probably would never have heard of. It's not like they're Hall of Famers going all the way back to 1970. Not a whole lot of them out there. Clemente's, by the way, early in his career back in 1956. Speaking of Tampa Bay, our next guest was drafted by Tampa Bay, and we'll talk here in a second with Joe McCarthy, Virginia outfielder. But first, let's do our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. As yesterday, we asked you which recent unknown had the better performance Tuesday. Matthew Dellavedova of the Cleveland Cavaliers with his big performance in Game 3, or Chris Heston, who threw the no-hitter, and 73% of you went with Chris Heston, which was my vote. I think Randy put the two games together for Dellavedova, and he gets 27%. No Deli today?
No Deli today. Okay. He lost. We don't get to cheer for Deli.
And today, as of the last vote tally, this is getting a ton of play. 7 of the starters in the All-Star game for the American League would be Kansas City Royals. Does the Major League Baseball process need to be changed? This is a total fan vote. And again, I know how I'd feel if I wasn't a Royals fan. Yeah, it's cool if they put 7 Royals out there, or 9 Royals. I mean, that's never happened. I don't think that would look good, yet it would be cool. But yet, if they're deserving, how many do you take? Sometimes that's the only way you would get that many players from one team into the All-Star game. Very rarely do you see more than 3. Sometimes you will see 4 out there, especially if you got a pitcher and a very popular player out there. But let's face it, how many actual popular players are out there compared to 25 years ago when you knew everybody that was, you know, when you knew Cal Ripken was going to trot out there, when you knew Ken Griffey Jr. was going to trot out there? So what do you think? Should Major League Baseball change the selection process for the All-Star game? No, leave it as it is. Yes, the players should vote. Yes, the managers should vote. Or yes, anything is better than this system. As I said, when there was 5 Yankees in the starting lineup, I didn't like it. So I can understand if big city folk don't like that little Kansas City, despite being the American League champion and having one of the best records in baseball, is a team that they don't like. So vote now on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. College World Series every single game right here on ESPN Radio, and we welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show one of the men that will be playing in the opening game Saturday afternoon from the University of Virginia, outfielder Joe McCarthy. He's got a lot of things on his plate like some of the folks do at this time of the year. They'll play Arkansas first game at 2 o'clock here Central, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, congratulations on the season, the draft. There's got to be a lot of things going through a college student's mind at this time. How are you?
Well, yeah, thank you for having me, and I know it's been a crazy last couple days for me. You know, team wins the Super Regional, we get to go to Omaha. Now I hear my name called the draft. So really, it's just been a great weekend overall.
Well, take me back to the draft part. I mean, you know the day is coming, but you just don't know when your name's going to be called. What were you hearing? Everybody's so familiar with the NBA and the NFL draft and all that goes with it. Did you have an inkling of who was interested in you?
You know, there were a couple teams, but we weren't really sure when I'd go or who I'd go to. And so it was just kind of nerve-wracking. Going through those first couple rounds, waiting to hear the name called, and, you know, finally, fifth round, I hear my name. It was just a lot of stress kind of lifted off my shoulders, and it was just a great feeling.
And you go to Tampa Bay. What do you know about them, and was that a team that you followed at all?
Didn't know too much going into it, but, you know, I understand they're a great program, and I'm really just excited to get started. But first, we got some unfinished business to take care of here in Omaha.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A run short last year against Vanderbilt. How much does that come up in conversation over the last year?
I mean, honestly, not too much. I know the guys here don't really talk about it, but we understood that last year, obviously, we fell short of a national championship by just a couple innings. But there wasn't the attitude overall was still positive. I mean, it's still a very successful year for our program. And, I mean, we're a couple outs, a couple hits from, you know, just winning it off. So we're just going to continue to work hard and hopefully this year put ourselves in a position to make it there again.
I got to ask you, because we haven't really talked at the back end of the College World Series. You're in Omaha for basically 2 weeks. You guys show up on Thursday, go through all the pomp and circumstance on Friday, and then you're there till the very last day that you could possibly play. I mean, there's the excitement, but is there a point saying, good Lord, is this thing over yet?
No, not really. I mean, when you get to that point in the season and, you know, you're playing for the national championship, I don't think anyone ever gets sick of it. You know, every day was exciting, getting to play in front of a live atmosphere. And, you know, we were just really enjoying it.
We're talking here with Joe McCarthy on the Doug and Daddy Show, outfielder for Virginia. You didn't get to have all the excitement in the first half of the season. Kind of let our listeners know about the injury, the surgery, and how you're doing now.
Yeah, so I had back surgery that required about 8 to 12 weeks of rehab. Ended up being 11. So for the first couple months of the year, I was stuck just, you know, on the bench watching these guys play. And it was kind of hard for me just having to go out there every day and just have to watch from the sidelines. You know, I made the most out of it. I was behind these guys, like, all the way. And, you know, just it was fun to watch these guys do well. You know?
We talked with one of the beat writers in Andy Ramspacker out there from the Daily Progress a couple of days ago about the surprise that kind of run you guys have made and how different your team looked this year to start the season. From a player's standpoint, how many different roles did you have to step up and cover even when you weren't playing, and how different do you think the team is this year than last year?
Well, there's no doubt that this year's team is obviously different from last year. But, you know, I think last year's team, the one thing I would point out was they were a lot more experienced than this year's team. With this team coming in, I understood that, I mean, you look at the roster, there's young, talented players on this team, so there was never a question of whether we could make it this far. It was just a matter of would we put it together, and, you know, going down the stretch, I felt like we clicked at the right time, and we're starting to play good baseball.
It's been a pretty hectic here, a little postseason. Obviously, you guys had to hit the road in the regional, and then you did get to come back home in the super regional and had two come-from-behind wins against Maryland. Talk about the emotions of a super regional when you're playing at home, you're playing Maryland for the second straight year, but deep in both of those games, you guys have your back against the wall.
Going out to California to play in the regional, we understood that it was in the back of our minds that if things fell a certain way, we would have a chance to host a super regional. But, you know, we didn't think about it too much. And then as things started to progress and we won the regional, we realized that, hey, Maryland's got a shot to win theirs. And if they win it, then we could be heading back to Charlottesville. So when we got that opportunity, we were just really excited for it. And, you know, we play these two games against Maryland, and we have an electric crowd behind us. And it was just really a lot of fun. And those two games, I honestly probably two of the craziest games I've ever played in just the situation we put ourselves in. We had opportunities to win it late, and we took advantage of them, and it was just a great feeling, a crazy weekend.
Talking here with Joe McCarthy. He was drafted outfielder out of Virginia by the Tampa Bay Rays as they took him earlier this week, and he is back from a surgery. What do you tell the guys? Most of these guys were in Omaha, even if they weren't playing, but the difference between getting on the field at TD Ameritrade Park and just kind of watching from the bench?
Rehab, it was hard, but, you know, I was surrounded by a lot of good people. Going through it all, I just tried to keep a positive mindset for, you know, help in any way that I could. And, you know, just continue to cheer on your teammates in any way you can and help out.
And for the folks that, again, we talk about this, when the College World Series is coming, Omaha just gets packed with fans. Some of them may not have even seen a Virginia baseball game this year. Tell me a little bit about your offensive leaders and probably the first two guys that we're going to see on the mound if Coach O'Connor has made his decision.
Going into this year, we obviously needed some of the freshmen to step up. And, I mean, you knew what you were going to get out of guys like Kenny Towns and Matt Theis. And, they just went out and played like they were capable of. But who I was really proud of was guys like Adam Haseley and Ernie Clement, Haven Smith, these younger guys who we needed to step up and fill those roles. And all year they've been consistent for us. And really I think that's why we've been so successful, because these guys came up and accepted the challenge of needing to fill in these roles for us. And then you got we'll have Connor Jones and Brandon Waddell on the mound, who, again, just all year they've been great for us. And Connor Jones is a very talented pitcher, and then Brandon Waddell is just one of the toughest kids I've ever met, and he's been out there battling and grinding for us all year. So, you know, I love these guys, and it's just been great playing with them.
What about Josh Spores? He goes in the draft as well. He's your closer, and he seems to get the job done every time he trots out there.
Yeah, well, Spores is a guy that we trust, and, you know, all year he's been just getting the job done for us. He goes out, throws strikes, keeps guys off balance. And really, he's a competitor as well. He loves going out there. He loves the spotlight, being in those tough situations where he needs to get those outs, and that's why he does so well.
A couple more questions here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we talk with Virginia outfielder Joe McCarthy. You got Arkansas here in the first round. What have you found out about them as you guys have been going through your scouting reports?
Haven't gotten a chance to break them down too much, but we'll get more into that over the next couple of days. But I mean, just running into them in the regional last year, I mean, they were a very talented team, and I'm almost positive they didn't lose too much after last year. So, I mean, and then plus the young talent they got coming in, and we're going to have to be at our best to beat them. You know, just like we have all this postseason, we're going to focus on playing good baseball and just staying fundamentally sound.
Now let's go back to where we started, the long 2 weeks that you were in Omaha last week. You're not always playing. You're not always practicing. What were some of the highlights when you probably visited and ate about every place that was on the agenda there, and you're still there for another couple, 3 days? What were some of your favorite parts of the non-baseball aspect?
I remember we weren't the first game, so I actually got a chance to check out the first day of baseball over there, and I remember just walking in and seeing the thousands of fans and just looking around. I can still picture it right now, and it was just incredible. And just knowing that in a little bit that I was going to be out there playing in front of that many people, it was just something I'll never forget.
Well, Joe, we will let you get back to work as you get ready to make the trip out here to Omaha. You'll get to be the first one out this time, and it looks like this team is riding some roller coaster emotions. And what would it be like as we let you out here to get Vanderbilt? That means you'd be in the final again.
Just getting to the final, I mean, it's something we're looking forward to. It's something that we know we're capable of doing. And whoever just happens to be on the other side, if we get there, again, we're going to have to play our best baseball to beat them. We're not looking for any type of revenge against Vanderbilt or anything like that. We're just going to go out, play good baseball, and try to get this thing done.
Joe, have you made your decision? Will you go pro? Will this be it for you, or is that still something you're deciding?
I'll probably let these next couple of weeks play out and then make my decision after the season.
All right, man. Have fun while you've got that Virginia uniform on, whether it's for two more weeks or just another year. We appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to seeing you in Nebraska.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Joe. Great talk with outfielder Joe McCarthy. He was the ACC Freshman of the Year 2 years ago in 2013. He has struggled a little bit coming back from the back injury, but owns a .431 career on-base percentage, a .303 career hitter. He is hitting just .225 this season, but again, coming back off back surgery, hard to believe. And, of course, he's hitting .294 in the tournament, so things are getting a little better in that aspect. So we will expect to see some good things out of McCarthy as Virginia plays Arkansas in the first game Saturday in the College World Series, and they're all right here on ESPN Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk a little wrestling. Dan Lineski, Adams Central coach, they went through their first workouts getting ready for the Coaches Association All-Star Duel on Saturday. We'll hear from him coming up.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
You'll have fun.
Let's do lunch today at Bonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. How about a delicious Keno Club or Heartland Steak Sandwich, served with choice of fries, soup, or dinner salad? Complete bar service, too. And you can play Keno and wager on coast-to-coast simulcast racing from all your favorite tracks. Non-stop from 11:45. Stay over for night racing at the Finish Line, number one for food and fun.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you wanted. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near a girl that I love best.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on this Thursday. Hey, tomorrow, as we continue our College World Series preview, we're going to go history as Dave Winfield will be joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Really looking forward to that chat tomorrow with the former everything, Minnesota, Yankee, Padre, on and on, multiple All-Star, Hall of Famer, College World Series, and New York and World Series is the word I'm looking for there. So that is all tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll also talk with Mitch Manstead, who's being inducted into the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association Hall of Fame, with the ceremonies Friday in Grand Island, then the All-Star Duel Saturday. They're doing the format a little bit differently this year in a variety of ways, including the way the duel will take place. So tomorrow, Mitch Manstead, a former Clark's wrestler, and of course played for the Huskers as well. So we'll talk with Mitch about that and both of those experiences. And Dave Winfield will also be part of our show tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Continuing to talk about the All-Star activities, tonight the Hastings Tribune All-Star Volleyball match will be held. This year they're going to play it at Hastings High, and it gets underway at 7 o'clock. And a lot of area talent will be on the floor. It's just $5 to go in, and all proceeds go to the Newspapers and Education Program. On the South team, Christy Allen of Blue Hill and Twyla Nihans of Adams Central will be the coaches, and the team has St. Cecilia's Claire Hamburger and Josie Prevent. Also from Hastings High is Taylor Henricks. From Minden is Allie Rouse. From Blue Hill, Mackenzie Willicott and Courtney Allen. Giltner's Bailey Craig and Jackie Happold, and also Madison Horn from Exeter Milligan. The North team will be coached by Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic and Matt Kane of St. Paul, and among those playing will be Kearney High's Maggie McGowan, Kearney Catholic's Allie Prasoski, Morgan Studi, and Callie Oprick. We'll also see Casey Krolikowski of Centura, Logan Olson of Aurora, Kenzie Drudick of Ord, and Krisha Scott of Broken Bow as part of the All-Star Classic going on tonight at Hastings College or Hastings High School, the Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic. The West Nebraska All-Star Games will be held in Scotts Bluff this weekend, and the border from where they pick kind of the athletes has changed over the years, and there are a few more athletes in our listening area going to be competing this year. Volleyball players include from Southern Valley, Brooke Hayes, from South Loop at the Callaway-Arnold area, Shayla Duckweiler and Jordan Rush, also Hannah Lane, Shauna Pates, and Kayla Reynolds from Ansley-Litchfield will all be competing. That's a 3 o'clock Central Time start on Saturday. And then in football, there are a ton of players that are going to be playing 8 o'clock Central Time out in Scotts Bluff. In fact, Jeff Rowan of Lexington is the head coach of the East All-Stars. Jay Stulen of Elm Creek, Drew Young of Cozad, Ryan Jones of Maxwell among the coaches. And a lot of Lexington, Cozad, Bertrand, Elm Creek kids from Lexington. Brandon Araujo along with Armando Pinedo and Colin Kenton will be playing. From Elm Creek, Christian Best, Nick Crowley, Devin Hollowell, they're all headed back out there. Cozad, Jason Finnegan, Mitch Fisher, Colin Watovic will be playing. Also in the ball game, Joey Colfack from Bertrand, Leighton Dockweiler from South Loop will be in the contest as well. From Gothenburg, Jacob Clark and Zach Wolf and Dylan Folkers, and from Arapaho, Brennan Kohler will also be playing in the West Nebraska All-Star Game, which is coming up on Saturday. The Bike Ride Across Nebraska, 35th anniversary. They are pedaling their way from Clay Center to Wilbur today, and probably what will be the coolest day, a little humid, but probably their coolest day on the trek across the state of Nebraska as they are into the home stretch, finishing up on Saturday. So we wish them again the best of luck. If they've made it this far, it looks like they'll be able to make it all the way home. If you'd like to be part of the Doug and Daddy Show, we invite you to tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's at ESPN 1460 1550. Or you can email the NetPopper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Switching gears here on this Thursday show, when we talked at the top of the show, if you missed this, there's a few Huskers that are not going to be returning next year. Wide receiver Jariah Tolbert, who'd had some problems on campus legally with the UNL police, he is transferring, as is safety Leroy Alexander after sitting out last year. And then David Santos, linebacker, will not be back with the football team. There were no more details released from Coach Riley than what we were able to tell you right there. More Huskers were taken on the final day of the draft yesterday, and senior Blake Headley was taken by the Chicago Cubs in the 20th round. And then Nebraska
Nebraska's all-time saves leader, Josh Rader, was taken by the New York Yankees in the 21st round, and junior Colton Howell was Nebraska's lone underclassman to be picked when the Padres selected him with the 12th pick in the 27th round. Nebraska also saw a couple of the recruits and Jesse Wilkening go to Arizona, and Chad Lunsman in the 39th round go to the Mets, so pretty good chance that both of those will be joining us here in Nebraska for the upcoming next three seasons at least. Dave Hoppen, when we had him on earlier this week to talk about the Huskers and the prospects of the draft, was really high on Lunsman, so we'll see if that pans out. And here you go. We talked about it a couple of months ago that this was in the offing, and Connie Yori made it official yesterday saying that there would be a home-and-home series with Connecticut. The official schedule has not been released, but Nebraska and Connecticut are going to play. And as I said at the time when I heard this, of all the years, I mean, Nebraska is going to be in rebuilding mode. They lost four top players off last year's team. Connecticut's a three-time champion. It's just this year's game is going to be at UConn, and they've got Brianna Stewart, the National Player of the Year, back. It's cool to play Connecticut, but I can't think of a worse time to play Connecticut over the last 12 years than this year. And it seems to me that Nebraska is going to be on the wrong side of one of these Connecticut blowouts. Now, it is early in the year. It will be in November. It'll be a non-conference game early, as maybe that'll help out a little bit, but we'll see. The only time that Connecticut seems to lose basketball games is early in the season, but those are usually the top five programs, which Nebraska will not be next season. Building for the future, but right now, Rachel Terrio, Jess Shepherd, a good column by Sam McEwen in the World Herald a couple of days ago, as they get ready later this summer to make a trip overseas, and neither one of those are expected to play, both coming off big injuries last year. And Shepherd says she wants to be ready to play when the season begins, but we'll see if 9-10 months is enough for her to be ready to go. And the Huskers have to have Rachel Terrio. You saw what happened when she went down last year. Nebraska lost really more than a lot of us thought they should have in just one player. But it's cool. Connecticut in 2 years will be coming to Lincoln, and maybe that's what we're looking at. Maybe that's what everybody will be looking forward to, but Terry will be gone. So we'll see how it all plays out. UConn and Nebraska playing the next 2 years, this year in stores and the next season in Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank. Of course, Gina Auriemma blown away when they came to the regionals a couple of years ago. Nebraska should have played Connecticut that year, but were upset by BYU in the second round of the NCAA tournament and did not get to the Sweet 16. We are continuing to effort wrestling coach Dan Linusky. They got done with practice. I'm sure they're going through a lot of things over in Grand Island, so we are continuing to effort Coach Linusky to talk about the All-Star Duel. In the meantime, weather holds. There is a little baseball tonight. There was a little last night. Post 52 beat Hastings in the juniors game, 8-0, the seniors game. They got all warmed up, ready to go, got a guy to the plate, rain out. No reschedule of that as of yet. And tonight, Kearney Five Points and Little Caesars are scheduled to host Minden Kearney County. Hastings has Sutton on the road, and Grand Island, Dinsdale, and USAVE scheduled to host Aurora if everything holds true. And also, a good day to be at the Prairie Club. It's always a good day to be at the Prairie Club if you like golf. And the 46th Nebraska Men's Match Play Championship started qualifying at 6:30 this morning. They sent them off, which I thought was peculiar, that they sent them off so early. The last tee time's like 12:30. It's not like you can get your guests out there past 4:30, but that's what they're doing. They're getting a chance to enjoy it all. And so that'll be going on with qualifying today and tomorrow on the Pines and the Dunes course, and then they get into match play. The field of 32 is what they will take starting on Saturday. Well, the annual Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel will be Saturday afternoon at Grand Island Senior High at 1 o'clock. And they're doing some different things this year. They've got plenty of coaches, and they got plenty of wrestlers, and a lot of them are from our listening area. And Dan Linusky, longtime coach at Adams Central, takes a break in his day to join us here. Coach, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, Doug, good morning. It's going well. A little bit wet out here, but it's going well.
Well, I want to talk about the non-wrestling part of this first, because this years ago, it was hard to get kids together in practice, and you'd picked east and west or north and south, and it moved around, and it was different cities, and they've continued to tweak it and continue to tweak it. But one of the deals now that they can have it in Grand Island and bring the kids in for 3 or 4 days is that they do some things around the community. They have some fun, but they kind of also go out and I guess, volunteer some of their services. Can you tell us a little bit about what they are doing and what they will be doing the next couple days?
Yeah, I would love to. We have kids all the way from the Panhandle out west, and kids from Lincoln and Omaha, so and down to the corner of Auburn, up to West Point. So we really have stretched far and wide to get these all-star wrestlers into Grand Island. Some of the things they do is we're en route right now to visit the National Guard training site down in Hastings, so we get a little feel for what the National Guard does. Then we do some. We do some Habitat for Humanity type of stuff. We go to a temporary homeless shelter in Grand Island. We'll do that Friday, and we kind of just help them clean up, clean out their garages, help them load up any junk in their storage areas and stuff. Take 3 or 4 hours to help them and kind of visit some places where there's people that may not be as fortunate as we are. We try to turn it into a similar experience to the football players who go to the Shrine Bowl. So the kids are having a pretty good experience thus far.
We're talking with Dan Lanuski, Adam Central coach, one of the many coaches that will be part of the All-Star Duel on Saturday. Bob West at Elm Creek and Joey Morrison now at Grand Island. Les Painter at Cambridge, Dale Hall, North Platte, Mike Mack, Sergeant Burwell. A lot of people familiar with all of those. Shane Allison at Valentine. Dan, on the mat, the teams had always been selected ahead of time. This year, it's a different format. Can you tell us about it and how you'll determine who's on what team?
Yeah, we put our heads together last year after we selected the teams and realized that some of these kids have gained more weight than others, so that they may not be as close in weight to the guys we think that we want to pair them up with. So what we've done here is we just brought them together for practices on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday morning, and we've weighed them all in just today. This morning we did that after a two-hour workout, and we will sit down and pair them up tonight. And really, it's not going to be a east-west, north-south, Class A versus Class B or anything like that. We're just going to divide them into two equal teams, and we believe we'll have a lot better matchup at each individual weight class.
Yeah, everybody wants to see, obviously, district rematches or state rematches, or what would happen if this Class B champion wrestled this Class C champion. Are there going to be some matchups, you think, like that?
Well, it's still kind of early to tell, but it's just tremendous when you get this many good athletes together. You know, if you go back to your own practice room, you've got some extremely inexperienced guys and some guys that are state champions in your room. These guys are all studs. So when you practice for an hour and a half, it's all out barn burner. We're hoping to get some matchups. We've got some pretty good kids. We've got Billy Thompson from Grand Island that we think we could match up with anybody at his weight. We're not sure where he'll go yet. Tyler Bailey from Sutton is looking good. And so it's tough to tell right now how they'll match up. We're still trying to evaluate them throughout our practices.
Talk with Adam Central Wrestling Coach Dan Lanuski. The All-Star Coaches Duel is Saturday at 1 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. Dan, you know, like I do, some kids won't wrestle in college or this will be it for them. Some guys, wrestling will be a part of their life for the next 30 years, and when they put the singlet on, they're ready to chew concrete blocks. Are there a couple of kids like that in the wrestling room?
Yeah, there's some guys that have really stepped up their game a little bit to be good leaders. That is a Heinrich kid from Fillmore Central that's been a pretty good leader. Nate Moran from Auburn seems to have stepped up his game. I mentioned Tyler Bailey from Sutton. And some of these guys, whether they're wrestling again next year or not, they're just classy guys. You know, it's a lot more than wrestling. And in this whole experience, we wanted to make more than wrestling. I guess in my mind, what I'd like to see is out of these 35 kids, have 35 guys go be teachers and wrestling coaches out of this deal.
Dan, also, as you said, a lot of kids, and we'll run down some more of those here. Have you had any changes in the roster? Was there anything we needed to know about that?
No, pretty much we had it set 2 weeks ago. I think there's one young wrestler from East Butler that didn't show up, or work conflict or something. Another young man from Meridian who had a concussion, so he's here with us, but he can't wrestle because it hasn't been cleared. So that's about it. Otherwise, we have pretty much everybody that's on the roster.
And there's a ton of coaches that are involved this year, too. How will you decide who's on which side of the mat, and what's that like?
Well, the way we've got this planned right now is we will divide the kids up, not knowing which side we'll be on. So that kind of ensures us looking for the best matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll divide us coaches up so that there's four or five coaches representing each side. You know, the only stipulation there is if it's a kid from your school, you get to coach that team. But I think there's quite a few of us that don't have a kid on this team. And that's okay. It's just a joy getting to work with, you know, and Coach Mance has done a tremendous job setting us up. Kind of fun to rub elbows with those old guys like he and Ray Maxwell from West Point. But also good to get together with the guys like Joey Morrison who have been in the ring recently. They kind of know what's going on with the newest techniques and the newest developments in wrestling. So it's just a good time overall.
And, Dan, it's not just the All-Star Duel, and we talked with Tom McCann about this, who kind of got this going. Main Exchange is coming this way this year, and they're coming through our area. Don't know a whole lot about it from my perspective. Can you fill us in on when this will be taking place and where they'll be going?
Yeah, they will fly into Omaha, and I believe Derek Garfield from Fairbury will get them first. He'll pick them up in Omaha. And they will have a duel in Fairbury, I believe, the 23rd of June. Then I will go down there and I will pick them up. And then we're going to pull a mat out on the football field. And we'll have our exchange duel on the 25th. And then we send them up to Central City to the other Garfield brother, to Darren. And then he'll send them up to Columbus, Dakota. So a couple of the area kids I have, I've got several from my own team. Kendra Overheide, Tyler Ziegler, Nolan Berry, Peyton Broderick, just to name a few. But I got Kay Sabota from Ord, who's going to come down. I got a couple of Sutton kids. I got Colton Brown and Danny Pearson, Ozzy Rodriguez from Gibbon. So I tried to get a little flavoring from our conference, but tried to put together a pretty solid team. As Maine's bringing down a team full of state champs and runners-up, and so we'll certainly have our hands full. We just want to give them a good experience and hopefully send some of our kids to Maine next year.
Yeah, the Maine Exchange, for folks that have listened to the Doug and Daddy Show for a number of years or our wrestling coverage have heard about this and some of the great stories and the things you get to do when you go out to Maine and see the ocean and eat the lobster and do some things there. Do you have something specific planned for when you have the team, what you're going to do besides wrestling?
We could take them fishing, but I don't know, catching a bluegill or a bass probably doesn't compare to a swordfish or something like that. We're going to take them out on the shooting range. I've got a local farmer, Ryan Wright, that's going to allow us to shoot some blue rock out of his place. And they got pistols and some guns for him to shoot. And then we're going to it might seem a little gun heavy, but then we're going to head over to Amherst to the paintball. The paintball camp over there and spend a half a day, but we'll probably take them swimming and just do some things around Hastings a little bit, and maybe we can introduce them to Kool-Aid and Runza's and some things that that were developed right here in Nebraska. We think it's going to be a great time.
Well, that's sounds fun. Sounds like there's always, in every sport, there's always a lot of things going on locally and traveling and Disney duels and all kinds of things that send our kids out of state. And then it's cool to have something like this to bring some of the kids into Nebraska. So, again, Saturday, the first thing up on the radar here is the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling Coaches Association All-Star Duel. And Austin Olson of Minden, Tyler Bailey of Sutton, Carson Sock and Bailey Dishman of Northwest, Billy Thompson, Johnson and Tyler Schreiner of Grand Island, Brian Messersmith, Cozad, Dakota Hernandez, Lexington, Peyton Shockey, Amherst, Blaine Pop, Central City, Dallas Dupnik, Harvard, among the many wrestlers that will be competing. And Dan, we will see you this weekend. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate the coverage, and we hope to get some people from all those towns or those kids you just mentioned to come out and watch it.
It's always great fun. Dan, best of luck. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
You bet. Dan Ledesky, a longtime coach at Adams Central. Again, go on out and check out the All-Star Duel Saturday at Grand Island Senior High. We will be back and talk about another event that is coming up, the Faces Rally. Tammy Lanier is going to join us to chat about it right after this.
It's that time of year again, so dust off the bikes and head to Upland, Nebraska for the 14th Annual Faces Rally, June 12th through the 14th. Events being held during the rally include a fun run, a bike show, bike games, a hog roast, live auction on Saturday at 6, enjoy music on Friday night from Area 52, and Saturday from One Horse Town. There will be vendors and other activities as well. The rally is focused on raising money and awareness for the National Craniofacial Association. Find more information about registration at facesrally.org. The 14th Annual Faces Rally in Upland. Proudly sponsored by BBLC Digital Outdoor, Kearney. Fort Theater Dentistry, Kearney. Aurora Co-op Agronomy Division, Upland. Rogers Foundation, Minden First Bank and Trust. Holstein Construction, Scott Shaw, Holstein. Pioneer Seed, Doug Bolt in Upland. See you at the 14th Annual Faces Rally, June 12th through the 14th in Upland, Nebraska.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get bone-in, grill-cut pork chops only $1.99 a pound. 10 pounds of gold leaf chicken hindquarters only 59 cents a pound. And 2 pounds of Polk's Hot Links only $4.79 each. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Sports talk from the guys who know more useless information than anyone in town.
And your father smelt of elderberry.
KICS Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And, of course, their Midway Auto Outlet. Midway Auto Outlet in the old Killian Motors building, but also right there on Southwest 2nd Avenue, Kearney's newest used car location. But if you're looking for something maybe new, how about stopping to Midway Chrysler to see their full lineup of Chrysler 200s? Very popular, and one of the reasons why is it gets 36 miles to the gallon on the highway with a first-in segment 9-speed automatic transmission. And if you're looking for maybe the Dodge, if that's more your cup of tea, the Dodge Journey midsize crossover, it's the most affordable midsize crossover on the market right now, starting at just under $21,000. The Journey can seat up to 8 people, has a little touchscreen and best in-class storage system. Stop by and see the crew today at your Midway Auto dealership or go online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Well, if you listen to ESPN daily, you've been hearing the ads about the 14th Annual Faces Rally that is coming up this weekend, and Tammy Lanier is back in to chat about it. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We were joking during the break there that we just have to keep our fingers crossed every event in Nebraska that the weather holds out, but it is getting bigger and better. And let's just start with the basics here. When, where, kind of when do we start? Where are some of the events? What's all going on this year?
Well, it starts on Saturday. We lead off with Friday. We lead off with a band on Friday night, and then the bikers come in on Saturday morning. They register. The rally leaves at 11. They get back around 4:30. Then we have a live auction at 6. We have a few bike games in the park. And then in the evening, we have another band. So.
And for the folks that are not familiar with what the organization does, what the money is raised for, tell us a little bit about FACES.
We are based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's National Cranial Facial Association. We raise money for children and adults with cranial facial differences. We also bring awareness to families if you have medical attention that you need and where to go. We hook you up with the people and the surgeons and those type of things that these children and adults need.
I know I asked you this probably the last couple times we talked about it, but for the folks that haven't heard about this for the first time, how did you get involved? What got your interest in this organization?
Well, I've had a lot of people ask me, why do you do this? What, do you have a child with craniofacial? And no, I don't. And that's why I do it, is because I can go out and help raise money for these children and adults, for those parents that, you know, are traveling from doctors and state to state, I mean, all over the United States, travel to get surgeries for their children, and they don't have the time to do this. And I can do it, and it's very gratifying. I've met a lot of these craniofacial children. Our child this year, sponsor child, is from Ord, Nebraska. Ashley Carsons is her name. She's, I believe, a sophomore there at Ord, and she's our sponsor child this year.
Yep, known her since the day she was right there in the crib. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, so that's from my hometown, so I know Ashley and their great family. How do, let me ask this first, how many children from whatever age, and you don't have to give me a specific name or anything like that, but are there a few, quite a few that are in, say, our listening area, central Nebraska, that have been part of the organization or that you know about and you've had been able to help?
Yes, we have several. And as you said, you know, I can't give names because it's a private issue, but we have several in Kearney. We have one in Valentine. We have several in Lincoln. Our last child was that we had was from Lincoln, Gracie Mintz, and she had FACE syndrome. I wish I could tell you what Ashley has. It's a big, long word, and most of them we can't pronounce. But, yeah, there's, I would venture to say there's probably 50, 60 that I know of. But they're just, we've had, they range from 200,000 a year are born with craniofacial differences. And we don't just help those children, but we also help adults. Say you're riding home today in your car or your motorcycle or whatever, you have an accident and you have facial issues that you need surgeries for, we help you guys too. It's not just children born with differences.
Tammy Lanier is with us in studio here. We're talking about FACES and how do folks maybe contact you? How did the Carson family get in contact with you? How did that all work? If somebody's didn't know that you're there, what do they need to do?
Well, you can contact either John Eckhart or myself about FACES, that, you know, the FACES rally that we handle, or the main office in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that is FACES rally. Well, ours is facesrally.org, but we're there to help whomever, and we do not provide you with the financial assistance. What we do, we just raise the money, and then if you call us or get a hold of us, then we hook you up with the people in Chattanooga that actually disperse the funds for you.
Again, the local online spot to find out all the information, whether it's about getting help or being part of the organization or just the fun that they're going to have this weekend, is facesrally.org, facesrally.org. And Tammy Lanier is here with us in studio. How do they contact you guys? Is all that information on online, or if they want to know more about this weekend, which is fast approaching, obviously, with things beginning tomorrow night, what do they need to know?
You can contact myself. My number is 308-830-0058. Or you can, like I said, go on the website at facesrally.org. We're also on Facebook. It's just FACES Rally. And we have an update on there and, you know, communication if so need be. But we'd love to have everyone come. It's a family-oriented event, so bring your kids. They'll enjoy seeing all those bikes.
some people go, where's Upland? So why Upland? What's the story?
Well, it started in the very beginning. It started in Minden, and then we just have ventured out into doing so many different things. And so we just Upland's just a little tiny community, 15 miles south of Minden. And the whole town basically shuts down for this rally. When the bikes come to town, there's more of them than there are of us. We range from, 100 bikes to 250 bikes, depending on the year, the weather, and that type of thing.
You mentioned some of the ways you're raising funds. The auction's always part of it. Is there an item or two that you'd like the folks to know about? Because every fundraiser has a little something unique about it.
Yes, this year we have a Big Tex Traeger donated by the Upland Aurora Co-op. And we have a hot air balloon ride donated by Royce Clapp from McCook. It'll be an hour to an hour and a half ride. We'll take off at sunrise on Sunday morning. So those that party a little late Saturday night, maybe you can just stay up. But anyway, those are two of our bigger items. We have a pedal tractor from John Deere in Minden. And we have a saddlebag apparatus, I'm not sure what it is, from Kearney Sports down here by the interstate, and a few other little items.
Last minute here, Tammy Lanier is giving us some more details and info on the Faces Rally around and in Upland. It's going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is supposed to be come in, have fun. We're going to ride bikes. We're going to have stuff for the entire family. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have all that food, drinks, all the great stuff. We want you to spend the weekend there. So, they're not staying at the Upland Holiday Inn, but there is adequate hookups for everybody to be there.
Yes, we have a beautiful park there in Upland, and it's right there on Main Street, underground sprinklers. Obviously, we'll shut those off for the tents. But then the Upland Volunteer Fire Department will be supplying the beer garden on Friday night and Saturday night, and Beanie's Bar there in Upland will be providing breakfast on Sunday morning, so...
And we talked about the bike. We've talked about two types of bikes, the motorcycles and then the kids' bikes games. Are there something else family-wise that we need to bring up here?
No, I don't know that we'll get the kids' bikes games this year. We're having a little bit of an issue trying to get enough workers for that. We've had it in the past. They've been a great hit, but they've taken a lot of people to work those because we get so many kids. So I'm not sure whether that will...
They can make their own games.
Yeah.
They usually do, right?
They do, especially with these mud puddles.
Tammy, anything else that we didn't touch on that the folks need to know about?
No, I don't believe so. Just come be ready to have a good time and support these children and these adults. It's such a worthy cause. BBLC Digital Outboards has been tremendous for us this year. They've supplied our advertising on the digital billboards on 2nd Avenue on East Highway 30. He's just been an amazing guy for us. So please support him, too, because we couldn't do it without him either.
14 years, and it's getting bigger and better, and we'll just make it a nice weekend weather-wise for you. Since you guys had fun with it last year.
Yes, no more tornadoes.
Tammy, best of luck, and we hope it's a very successful weekend for you.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Tammy Lanier joining us here with the Faces Rally, and I think that pretty much puts a bow on today's Doug and Daddy show. We've covered a lot of topics. Don't forget, game four of the NBA Finals is tonight here on ESPN Radio, and tip-off is just after 8 o'clock. Our coverage will begin at 7 o'clock. Again, the big news, obviously, if it has anything to do with Husker football, it's usually the number one story. The Huskers have three players. Mike Riley, a short statement this morning saying that Leroy Alexander and wide receiver Jariah Tolbert are going to transfer, and that linebacker David Santos will not be with the football team this fall. No further comment from the coach. You take with it what you will from all of that, and we'll talk more about that on the sports today. We will say that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we can't wait to catch up with Hall of Famer, both college and professional, Dave Winfield, who played a variety of sports at Minnesota. He's kind of like the Tom Crop at the next level. He could do everything. And Dave Winfield, the Hall of Famer, will be in Omaha for a couple of days welcoming the teams. He's also part of the Director's Cup. Of course, baseball and track are all that's left, and lots
lots of scholarships and lots of money go to the schools that win the Director's Cup. So we'll talk about that. That is the main reason he is in Omaha. We'll also be catching up with Mitch Manstead going into the High School Wrestling Hall of Fame for the Coaches Association. We want to thank Dan Linusky, who joined us today to talk about the All-Star Duel on Saturday afternoon, which goes along with the induction ceremonies. Also to outfielder from Virginia and soon-to-be Tampa Bay Ray in our man from Virginia, Joe McCarthy, and Tammy Lanier with the Faces Rally. So have fun this weekend. We'll be back tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.